I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A bipartisan bill aimed at cracking down on large-scale marijuana grows cleared in the State House of Representatives yesterday. As 91.5 KRCC's Been to Brooklyn reports, supporters want to clamp down on the black market and out-of-state diversion of marijuana.
Right now, medical marijuana patients can grow up to 99 plants if a physician agrees. Recreational users can also have other people grow their plants for them. House Bill 1220 by Democratic House Majority Leader Casey Becker of Boulder would make it illegal to grow more than 16 plants at a residential property.
Law enforcement needs a bright line to be able to tell the difference between those who are growing legally and those who are growing in order to be able to divert to the black market.
Republican Representative Yulin Willett of Grand Junction is sponsoring a related bill that would give grants to local communities for education, law enforcement training, and prosecution costs. But opponents like Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack of Thornton say limiting the number of plants would harm patients who need more to affordably make tinctures and concentrates. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
American Airlines is launching new direct flights from the Colorado Springs Airport to Chicago. The twice-daily year-round flights are expected to begin in July. The news comes on the heels of an announcement from Frontier Airlines, which plans to begin seasonal flights to multiple cities, including Chicago, in June. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.